喂 ，Hello，
你是人？ Yeah. 大家早晨。咁啊，我有少量印咗咧短宣队嘅时间表。I've printed out some of the schedule for the team. 有啲中文，有啲英文嘅。即係我相信唔係個個都需要嘅。不過如果你想係知道佢做緊啲乜嘢，可以跟住有啲幫手咧，都可以派。如果我印咗唔夠咧，可以再印啲。I'm sure that not everybody wants one of these schedules, but if you want to know what's going on a daily basis and be involved, then we have a Chinese or an English. If it's not enough, then maybe we can print out some more for those. 咁都喺門口嗰度貼咗嘅啊 ，and we also posted it on the door there, so you can take a look. 嗰個有啲活動咧，就大家都應該注意，就係我哋會喺遊漢公園咧，就有個街頭報道。One of the things that's for everybody is that we'll have in the 遊漢 Park on the 17th, we'll have an outreach.跟住咧喺浸會中學咧有兩晚嘅報道會，大家知嘅尋找真愛啊。And then two nights at the Baptist College, we have looking for true love. 咁呢個尋找真愛，其實我哋有兩個海報嘅。Actually, we have two different versions of this poster. 咁啊，因為阿華咧做咗一個好好嘅啊，咁但係我哋放大佢咧就係蒙查查。咁啊，時間急嘅時候咧，志雄就再做咗一個。Actually, Awa did a very nice one that we have. But the pictures were not high resolution, so when you blow it up, they just got all blurry. So at the last minute, another brother made this one. 咁啊，兩個版本完全唔一樣嘅，不過資料一樣。But the two posters are not the same, but the information is the same.咁亦都有少少溝通聯絡錯咗咧，所以第一個海報咧印咗100份，同埋400張呢啲嘅。But because of a little bit of confusion in communication, the first poster we printed 100, and we have 400 of these of the first poster. 跟住又係我唔知嘅時候，又係叫佢再印呢啲嘅300份，同埋1000多張嘅。And then, without my knowing about it, they had them print 300 of these, and 300 posters of this version, and then over 1,000 of these. 所以我哋結果就兩個版本，咁我哋唔想嘥。所以阿華嗰個咧，我哋擺喺中學，我哋全部擺喺中學，有浸會中學，有培正中學，同埋高美士中學。So the ones that Awa did, we're all going to put into the high school, in the Baptist College, in the Puijing.School and in the Gomez, I'll be taking tomorrow. 嗰個靠神咧，因為嗰個好適合青年人睇，好多吉他嗰啲。Because it's got a lot of things that are attractive to young people. It's got guitars and all that stuff. 咁呢個我哋貼喺巴士 ，and this is going in the bus. 我哋已經訂聽日會拎去巴士公司100部巴士咧，即係貼10日 ，and we're going to have it in 100 buses for 10 days. 咁所以我哋靠神咧。就係使用呢個宣傳，咁我都派咗俾澳門嘅各間教會呢個版本 ，and we also gave to all the churches in Macau this version。所以我哋祈禱求神咧，就係用呢啲單張，無論係藍色嗰個吉他版，或者呢個啡色嘅小朋友版嘅，都係感動人心去參加我哋嘅報道會。And so whether they see the blue version with the guitars or they see this version with the young kid in the heart, that God will touch their hearts to come to the two nights of the outreach. Amen? Amen. 咁啊，後邊呢啲嘅，請你攞呢啲嘅，唔好攞藍色啊，藍色留翻俾啲中學啊。And if you're going to take them, I didn't even put the blue ones out, but if you're going to take these to give your friends, take this one. Let's keep the limited blue ones for the high schools. Huh?好，我哋可以一齐打开圣经，我哋继续睇出埃及记。So let's turn our Bibles. We'll continue studying in the book of Exodus. 上个星期咧，我哋睇咗出埃及记32章，我哋要继续喺32章里边去查考。And last week we were looking at chapter 32, And we're going to continue on with chapter 32 this morning. Let's pray. 天父，我们多谢你今日我们可以在你的殿当中一起在这里聚集，求主你的灵向我们讲说话，求主你帮助我们去更加明白神你的话语，我们欢迎圣灵在我们当中去掌管这个会堂，捆绑一切不属于神的灵，捆绑一切魔鬼的欺骗的说话， 赶走一切的污鬼，让我们可以清心在这里听神你的说话。我们多谢主听我们祷告，求你使用孩子可以好释放讲你的道，奉耶稣的名求，Amen。 昨天我和我的小孩去香港，因为他要参加一个英语朗诵比赛。Yesterday I was in Hong Kong with Samuel because he was having an English competition. 那有三十几人，在几千人之中的三十几人挑选了入这个初赛。 And out of a couple thousand people, there are 35 that were chosen for this preliminary Hong Kong Macau English competition. 那澳门只有两个人，就是他同一个同级同学，这个四年级的。 And there are only two from Macau, Samuel and his classmate, well, his schoolmate. He says it's not in his same class, but same level, fourth grade.
我在这听到，虽然 Samuel 没入选，即是没入去决赛，不过听到啲小朋友朗诵，觉得好得意嘅。And
I was there, although Samuel didn't make it to the finals, but it was interesting listening to all these children as they're giving these recitals.
我谂到小朋友咧，有时讲嘢好好。
You know, sometimes children, when they talk, it's just so lovable and so interesting, so cute.
有个公公呢，佢就经过佢孙女嘅房嘅时候呢，听到个孙女祈祷。
You know, there is one grandfather, and he was walking past his granddaughter's bedroom, and he heard her prayer.
当佢祈祷嘅时候呢，佢就讲。 A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
And as she was praying, she was just saying the alphabet.
公公就问孙女,喂,你做紧乜嘢?
And so the grandfather said, what are you doing? And she says,
我祷告啊,因为我不知求啲乜嘢好,但我将所有的 A, B, C 讲出来,我知道神就会识自己组合的。
And so she said, well, I'm praying, but I don't know what to pray, so I'm just saying the alphabet because I know that God, when I put all the letters out there, He'll know how to put them in the right order.
可能你听过呢，11月13号，07年呢，美国Georgia州呢，就有个州长为落雨祷告。
Did you ever hear that in 2007, November the 13th, that the Sonny Perdue, the governor of Georgia, had a big prayer meeting for rain?
因为他那时候的旱灾是很夸张的，他是非祷告不可。Because
they had a serious drought, and that if they didn't find a solution, they were in big trouble.
于是他祷告的，他就讲明呢， 我们来到这里聚集的唯一的原因，就是因为我们是靠神，很尊敬，很尊敬靠神，让我们可以有雨水。And
he came together, and it was a historical event, and he said, we've come together here simply for one reason, and one reason only, to very reverently and respectfully pray up a storm.
大家，你有没有试过去？ 尊敬、尊重，即去求神俾我一个嘅暴风。
Have you ever come together with reverently and respectively to pray up a storm?
你知道佢祷告嗰个祷告会之后，第二日咧就开始落雨。
And you know that the next day after that prayer meeting, it started to rain.
神系听祷告。
God answers prayer. 神是知道我们的需要。God knows our needs. 神是会听我们的祷告。And God will answer our prayer. 可能你现在祷告那个冷气很冷，是不是？我怎么算？ And maybe you're praying, oh, that air conditioner is so cold. What can I do? 如果太冷的话，我听我们删掉它。And if it's too cold, we'll turn it off and turn another one on. 我们一起看32章第7节，我会读到14节。So let's look at chapter 32. I'll read from verse 7 to 14 in Chinese, and you can follow along in English. 第七节，耶和华吩咐摩西说：下去吧，因为你的百姓，就是你从埃及领出来的，已经败坏了。他们快快偏离了我们所吩咐的道，为自己塑造了一只牛犊，向他下拜献祭，说：以色列啊，这就是领你出埃及地的神。耶和华对摩西说：我看这百姓真是硬着颈项的百姓，你且由着我，我要向他们发烈怒，将他们灭绝，使你的后裔成为大国。摩西便恳求耶和华他的神说：耶和华，你为什么向你的百姓发烈怒呢？这百姓是你用大力和大能的手从埃及领出来的。为什么是埃及人以伦说：他领我他们出去是要降和与他们，把他们杀在山头中，将他们从地上除灭，靠你转移，不发你的烈怒，后悔不降和与你的百姓，求你纪念你的仆人亚伯拉罕、以撒、以色列。你曾指着自己起誓说：我必使你们的后裔像天上的星那样多，并且我所应许的这全地必给你们的后裔，他们要永远承受为业。于是耶和华后悔，不把所说的祸降与他的百姓。啊，这个经文好有意思。我们看到摩西为百姓祷告。And here we see a powerful verse where we see what Moses is praying, interceding for the people of Israel. 上个星期我们看到以色列人怎样败坏做金牛。And last week we saw how the children of Israel, how they were turned away from the Lord and made the golden calf, the idol. 今天神呢就是见到这件事，神跟摩西讲到那这件事发生，说要毁灭以色列。And so here God is saying, you know, hey, they've made this calf, they're worshipping idols, I'm going to wipe them out. 弟兄姊妹，在圣经里面找到最重要的祷告 的例子就是这个。And you know, we can find the greatest example of the prayer in the Bible is right here. 这个是最紧张的时刻，神是想毁灭他的百姓。摩西在当中呢为百姓祷告。And so here we see it's a very climactic situation where God wants to wipe out his people and Moses steps in the gap to pray for them, for their salvation. 我们要小心一点。有人会觉得神呢其实是很黑心。如果摩西没祷告呢，神就会是很黑心毁灭这班人。But you know, we have to be careful. Some people look at this and they say, you know, God is a fearful God and a terrible God. He just wants to wipe the people out. And if it wasn't for Moses stepping in the way, you know, that they were all getting wiped out. 其实不是的。神引导摩西有神的心，将神的心反映出来。But in reality, what we see here is that God is leading Moses to have the heart of God so that as Moses is praying, he's actually reflecting the heart of God.
Moses is 反映到神那种的怜悯，那种的爱。
And so Moses is reflecting God's mercy and God's love for his people.
睇翻第十節。
Look again at verse 10. 你且有着我，我向你的他们发烈怒，将他们灭绝，使你的后裔成为大国。
Here God is telling Moses, you know, let me wipe them out and I'll start all over again with you.
这个给摩西一个很大的挑战。
This is a great temptation for Moses.
要是你呢？你做领袖呢？你带着一班人是自己的后裔，哇，正啊！
And just think, if this was you and you're a leader, and God says, hey, you know, I'm going to start all over again with you, and you be the leader of this people. Oh, you say, all right, man.
So, 摩西的私欲在被挑起。
And so we can see that this could be a temptation to the flesh for Moses.
但摩西呢就没受这个试探。他就很谦卑。
But Moses didn't give in to this temptation. He was very humble.
神呢就一开始跟摩西讲话，是你的百姓，是你领出来的。
If you notice in verse 7, when God first started talking to Moses, he said, it's your people, the people you brought out of Egypt.
其实是摩西的百姓。
Was it Moses' people?
No. 是神的百姓。所以我们看到摩西祷告的时候，我们会知道是怎样。
所以摩西很清楚是神的百姓，是亚伯拉罕的百姓。So as we keep reading, we'll see that even Moses knew that these people were God's people, they're not his. And
所以我们看到十一节摩西的祷告。
So we're going to look specifically at Moses' prayer starting in verse 11.
他有三个重点是他的祷告。
And he had three important parts to his prayer.
那我们要是很明白这三个重点，当我们代祷为别人祈祷的时候，我们都要有这些重点。
And when we pray and intercede for people, we need to have these same things in mind when we pray.
所以十一节摩西便恳求耶和华，他的神说，耶和华，你为什么向你的百姓发烈怒呢？这百姓是你用大力和你大手从埃及领出来的。
And so Moses says, hey, God, these people, why are you angry with them? These are the people you brought out of Egypt with a strong arm.
摩西就是不接受这个挑战，说是他的百姓，他说这个是你的百姓。
And so he doesn't accept that, you know, they're his people. He says, God, these are not my people, they're your people.
当我们祷告的时候，我们第一点，我们要很清楚这一点，特别如果你是领导的。
And if we pray for other people, we need to keep this very much in our mind, especially if you're a leader, whether a small group or whatever.
是弟兄姊妹是神的百姓。
The congregation is God's people.
我们只不过是神的仆人。
And we are just God's servants.
百姓是属于神，不属于摩西。
So these people were God's people. They were not Moses' people.
你们就是神的百姓。And you are God's people. 你可能回神光聚会，但你是神的百姓，你不是神光的百姓。
You know, maybe you come here to worship at Horizon, but you are God's people. You're not Horizon people.
我们喜欢呢，即系分国啊！啊，我系浸信会，我系圣公会，我系乜乜会。
You know, we just like to get so caught up and say, "Hey, you know, I'm a Baptist, I'm an Anglican, I'm a whatever." No,
我哋系神嘅子女。
We are not people of this world. We are God's people.
系咪？所以你哋唔系我嘅百姓。
You're not my people.
I wash my hands of you guys. 你们是神的。我们 有资格 有、幸运可以服侍你。这个是神给我们的福气。
You know, if God sees it fit to use us to minister to you, then that's our blessing and praise God for that. But you're God's people.
你是神的子民。神是直接跟你谈的。 And God's going to speak to you directly.
Amen.
但我们看到摩西就很清楚这一点。And Moses is very clear about this.
那可能有时我们服侍的人呢，我们就会为他很紧张。
And you know, sometimes we serve people, you know, and we get so anxious for them.
但你要记得，他是神的人。
But you need to remember, they're God's people.
神比你更加紧张。
God is more anxious about that person than you are.
因为是神自己的儿女。
Because they are God's people.
如果我们可以明白神是为人家担心，神是为人家紧张，哇，我们可以祷告更加积极的。
And if we can just grasp how excited and how anxious God is for people, we can pray with more fervency.
你有没有这个经历？
Maybe you've experienced this.
你心里面非常有负担为某个人。
You've got a burden. You're just burdened for somebody that you know.
于是你想为他祷告，但或者你知道个情况，但你唔知，或者你唔知个情况。
So you want to pray for them. Maybe you know about their situation. Maybe you don't. But you've got this burden in your heart.
我相信无论你个重担、那个负担系点样，神嘅负担比你更大。
You know, I believe that no matter how strong the burden is in your heart.It's even stronger in God's heart.
是神将个负担放在你里面。
And it was God who put the burden into your heart to pray for that person.
我经常有这些重担去祷告。
I often have these type of burdens in my heart to pray.
因为我们是一个属灵的战争。
Because we're in a spiritual battle.
我们需要呢就是积极用祷告来赢这场仗。
And we need to come and pray fervently to get the victory in this battle.
这个属灵的战争是当我们在世界上会一直进行。
And you know, this spiritual battle is going to continue as long as we're on this earth.
所以我们要更加 学摩西这种的祷告。
So we need to learn more from Moses when he prays.
所以他第一点就是神这个百姓是你的。
And so his first point is he says, God, these are your people.
我们要记住。Now, 我呢四个小朋友你说发生什么事我会为他紧张多因为你们发生什么事我为他紧张多。
Who do you think I'm more anxious about? My four children when they get into something or all of you?
我要老实话你听，你唔好介意。如果我小朋友发生问题，我紧张啲嘅。系你哋发生啲事咧，我冇我小朋友咁紧张。
I have to be honest, you know. Don't take this wrong, but you know, if my children have a trouble, I'm more concerned about them than I am about you. It's just, I'm sorry.
因为系我做佢爸爸
，because I am their father.
但我琴日咧同 Sam 仔喺香港嘅时候咧。我同佢講嘅一個笑話。
Yesterday when Samuel and I were in Hong Kong, I told him a joke.
我叫佢講咧，你話爸爸你偉大。
I said to Samuel, Hey Samuel, say my father's wonderful.
跟住我阿 Sam 仔，你話我爸爸係冇得頂。
And I said, Tell Samuel that I said Samuel say that your father's the greatest.
跟住我話 Sam 仔。因为你爸爸是天上的爸爸。
And then I said, because your father is a father in heaven.
跟着你知不知道 Sam 仔怎么答我好奇妙。
Do you know what Samuel said in response to that?
He said, 是啊爸爸你只是神给你呢给我呢是暂时看住我而已。
And so then Samuel looked at me and he said, you know, God has only given you to me to watch over me now.
哇他明白啊他真正的爸爸是天上的爸爸。
And so he understood his true father is the father in heaven. Yes, I have this responsibility to watch him and to raise him up, but his true father is the Godfather.
我有这个责任要照顾他养大他。但是真正的爸爸是天上的爸爸。所以你说我为 Sam 仔紧张但是天上的爸爸为紧张。 边个紧张啲啊 ？So who do you think is more anxious and concerned about Samuel, me or Heavenly Father？ 系啊，天上嘅爸爸系更加紧张佢。Our Heavenly Father is more concerned about us than you could ever be concerned about anybody else. 天上的父亲是扫过你头发每一条的。Tim 叔，你扫过你的头发没？You know, God has every hair on your head numbered. I can't number them. I can't even number the ones that fall out. 摩西明白这个道理。Moses knew this important point.
当我们祷告，我们要掌握这个重点。神那些人是你的。
不是说将个波交给神。It doesn't mean that we just say, oh God, they're yours, you know, get them out of my life.
个意思就是我们要反映神那个迫切的心。
But what it means is that we need to express that anxiousness that God has.
第二点是十二节。
The second point is in verse 12. 为什么是埃及人以伦说他领他们出去是要降祸于他们把他们杀在山中将他们从地上除灭求你转移不发你的烈怒后悔不降祸于你的百姓。
Here, he's talking about the witness that it would have.The bad witness that it would have if God wiped his people out.
神呢这个见证是做什么见证？摩西明白呢，神带以色列人出埃及，杀着他的旷野，别人会怎样嬉笑。
Moses knew and understood that if God took his people out of Egypt and wiped them out in the desert, that everyone's going to laugh.
What kind of a God is that?神的心呢，就是想人信他，接纳他，他不想抗拒人，令到人家难信。
So God's heart is that people would come to repentance, that people would believe in him. God does not want to turn people away.
但如果这样在旷野毁灭了百姓，是给什么信息其他人？
But if he was to wipe them out in the desert, what kind of a message is that going to send to the world?
所以摩西明白，他说神啊，为了你的名誉，为了你的声誉，你不做得这点。
And so Moses said, God, you know, for your reputation, for your name's sake, you cannot do that.
其实神都知道，是不是？ You know, God knew that. 但是神是想我们祷告。
所以有时呢，我们会问一个问题，为什么我要祷告如果神知道的？
You know, God knew that he couldn't do that, but often, you know, we get confused, we say, well, why do I have to pray? If God already knows, why do I have to pray?
因为神想我们信服，神想我们积极，神想我们参与。
Because God wants us to submit to him, God wants us to be involved, and God wants us to be diligent.
神想使用你祷告。你可以有份参与。
And God wants to use you so you can take part in what God is doing.
当你祷告，你参与神的工作。
And when you are praying, you're taking part in what God is doing.
神已经知的。所以我们将神已经知的讲返给神听。
You know, God already knows, so we just tell what God already knows back to it.
你要最有力的祷告。
And that's the most powerful prayer. That's what Moses did.
Moses 说你的名誉你的声誉呢你不可以做这样的人家会笑你不要做。
And so Moses said, hey, you know, God, it's going to destroy your reputation. People are going to laugh at you. It's going to be a bad witness. Don't do it, God.
你知不知道神在天上说什么
Yeah! You know, I can see God up in heaven looking at Moses and saying, yeah, all right, Moses, give me five.
我相信神根本知道，但是他愿意这样做，愿意使用摩西这样做。第三点，
The third point, 十三节， in verse 13.
求你纪念你的仆人亚伯拉罕、以撒、以色列。你曾指示自己起誓说：我必使你们的后裔像天上的星那样多，并且我所应许的 这全地必给你们后裔，他们要永远承受为业。 So Moses says, hey, what about your promise that you gave to Abraham? 摩西就是提醒神他自己圣经里面说的说话。 So Moses is just reminding God of what he said in his word. 这个圣经神讲过的他不会反悔的。You know, God said here, he's not going to retract on it. 圣经的应许是可靠。The promises of the Bible are true and dependable. 神讲过的一定要做到的。If God said it, he will do it. 所以神和亚伯拉罕应许过，你的子孙，你的后裔要成为大国。And so, God told Abraham, he promised that your ancestors will be more than the stars, more than the sands of the sea. You will be a great country, nation. 如果神毁灭了百姓，从摩西从头来过呢？亚伯拉罕的应许怎么？ Now, if God was to wipe out the children of Israel in the wilderness and start all over again with Moses, what happened to the promise of Abraham? 好像神讲过的说话不算数的。It's like God's, you know, he's saying something and then it doesn't mean anything. 所以摩西就明白，神啊，你是信实的神。And so Moses knew that God was a faithful God. 他祷告就用回圣经的说话和神祷告。And so he stood on the promises of God and prayed the promises of God. 弟兄姊妹呢，你要找到圣经的应许，当你祷告的时候，用圣经的应许来祷告。You know, you need to find the promises in the Word of God, and when you pray, you stand on the promises in your prayers. 因为神所应许的事一定会做到。Because God's promise, He must fulfill it. 对我们今天呢，有什么用？神有很多应许给你。And what does that mean to us today? God has a lot of promises for you. 一个宝贵的应许，神愿意万人得救，不愿意任何一个人沉沦。You know, there's a mighty promise. The Bible says that God is willing that all would come to repentance and not one would perish. 这个应许，你未信主的亲戚，神想他得救。Those unsaved family members of yours, God wants to bring them to repentance. 因为神爱世人， because God loves the world. 神是有很多的宝贵的应许，你遇到困难，神应许我一定要将万事互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。A wonderful promise, God says, you know, you're going through trials and tribulations, and God says, all things work together for the good. For those who love God and are called according to His purpose.
当你遇到困难，你要揸住呢个应许，企得稳，扎定个马话，神你讲过，我依靠你。You have to stand on that promise and say, God, you promised it, I'm going to believe it.
神嘅应许系信实嘅。当我们可以揸住神的应许，肯定我们是有一种的心是很迫切。You know, when we can stand on the promise and we're sure about the promise, we have an urgency in our heart. 例如你见到一间屋火烛，你知道里面有人，你会不会只是站在那里说，啊，间屋火紧屋啊，着紧火的。You know, let's say you see a house, it's on fire, and you know there's people inside. You're just going to stand outside and say, hey, look, the house is on fire.
我相信如果你知道有里面有人，你会是用尽办法，要抢，要救命啊，火烛啊，搵水扑火啊，入面有人啊。
You know, but if you really knew there were people in there, you'd be, hey, man, there's a fire, let's get some water, help, help, get the fire department, let's get the people out. 我哋澳门有几多人系沉沦紧 ？How many people are on the way of path of destruction in Macau？
我哋有几多人咧喺呢个嘅着紧火嘅屋里边？你有冇为佢着急 ？How many are in this burning house？ Are you have an urgent heart for them？
摩西有嗰个着急嘅心，为百姓祷告。And Moses had that heart. He was praying for the people, interceding for the people.
那神咧就有愤怒嘅。You know, God was angry. 但是神十四节话听摩西嘅祷告。
But in verse 14, it tells us that God answered Moses' prayer.
你睇十四节。Look at verse 14. 於是耶和華後悔，不把所說的禍降與他的百姓。
So God repented.
弟兄姊妹呢，神冇犯罪。You know, God doesn't sin. 神係冇辦法去做錯。God cannot do anything wrong. 所以如果神唔可以做錯呢，神點可以反後悔？
And if God cannot do anything wrong, how can God repent?
有时我们看这些经文会拗晒头，为什么呢？
Sometimes we look at a verse like this and we scratch our head, we say, why? What does that mean?
但有圣经里面有几次告诉我们神后悔。But there are a few points in the Bible where it tells us God has repented. 在每一次告诉神后悔的时候，是反映到神改变祂的动作。
And each time the Bible says that God repented, it says that God has changed his course of action.
他意思不是说神做错，但是神是要改变他原本的计划。
It's not that God is making a mistake, but it's that God is changing what he was originally going to do.
所以你看创世纪第六章第五节，你见到神第一次后悔。
And so if you look in Genesis chapter 6 verse 5, you'll see the first time that God repented.
嗰时呢，耶和华见人在地上罪恶很大，终日所思想的尽都是恶。第六节，耶和华就后悔造人，在地上心中忧伤。
And so in verse 6, in Genesis 6, it says, And God repented that he made man.
因为跟住神呢，要用洪水毁灭，但是他要保护挪亚。
Because then we see that God used the flood to destroy the earth, but he had Noah and his family of eight that was preserved.
So 神不是后悔做过这些计划，但是神是改变他的行动。
So God wasn't really repenting that he did something, but he's changing his course of action.
这里摩西祷告，神说我要降祸于他们。摩西祷告，神说好，我就不降祸。
And so here we see God saying, I was going to wipe them out. Moses stepped in and prayed and interceded. And God said, okay, I won't wipe them out.
这个给我一个很大的兴奋。
This gives me an awesome excitement.
如果摩西祷告可以影响神的行动改变，你的祷告可不可以影响神的行动改变？
If Moses' prayer could change the course of God's action, can your prayer change the course of God's action?
如果你冇为你嘅未信嘅亲朋戚友祷告，佢会唔会信耶稣啊？
If you don't pray for your unsaved family members and friends, will they come to Christ?
你嘅祷告可唔可以影响佢嘅生命？
Can your prayer influence them?
我说可以。
Our prayers can have an influence.
我们的祷告可以，好像刚才那首歌，摇动神的手。
Our prayers can cause the hand of God to move.
不祷告神不做嘢，祷告神就工作。
If you don't pray, God's not going to move. If you pray, God will move.
我们看到呢，虽然神说不降祸与他们，十五节一路到29节呢，摩西落了山，见到百姓这样，摩西都有这个公义的愤怒，跟着神就施行了一个的惩罚。
Even though God said he wasn't going to wipe them out, when Moses came down off the mountain, even Moses had righteous anger, and God had to perform justice and mercy.
但是摩西呢，
就叫他分别哪个站神那边站这边，哪个不跟神一起站就继续在那边。 But you know, Moses called out to the people and said, those who are for us stand on this side and those who are against stay over there. 跟着神就要惩罚那些不要悔改的人。 And then God went and he punished those who would not repent. 所以看到摩西下去，神给机会百姓可以悔改。And so when Moses went down, God gave them an opportunity to repent. 所以神是永远都会给我们机会。但是机会呢，到最后呢，你选择，有时你的选择是你的选择。So God always gives us an opportunity to repent. But there will come a time when your decision is final. 我想跳回到三十节。摩西第二次为百姓祷告。And I want to go back to verse 30, go down to verse 30, the second time that Moses went back up the mountain and prayed for the people.
到了第二天，摩西对百姓说，你们犯了大罪，我如今要上耶和华那里去，或者可以为你们赎罪。
Moses said, you've committed a great sin. I'm going to go back up and meet with God. Maybe he will forgive you.
我们在这里看到摩西再上去，摩西是为百姓认罪。
And so we see here that as Moses went back up, he's confessing the sins of the people and seeking atonement.
他是寻求神呢，被他可以赎罪。摩西就有这个谦卑，他就没在这里觉得是指责百姓。
And Moses has this humble heart. He's not there pointing a finger at the people.
他知道神会有怜悯，所以代求，求神呢怜悯。
And Moses knows that God has a heart of mercy, and so he's asking for mercy, repenting, pleading out on the behalf of the people.
神可以一二三全部毁灭，但是他没毁灭他。
You know, God could have wiped them out 1, 2, 3, but he didn't. He gave him a chance to repent.
神给他这个悔改的机会，那神又给摩西这个心，就求宽恕。
And so God gave Moses the heart to ask for forgiveness.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有为你未信主的朋友求神宽恕他的罪？
Have you ever asked for those friends and family relatives that God would forgive them?
你有没有为他代祷，说主啊，他犯紧罪，他在罪恶的里面，但是求主怜悯啊。
Have you ever prayed and said, God, they're deep in sin, they're lost, but Father, have mercy on them.
我们需要求神开启我们亲朋戚友的眼睛，因为魔鬼蒙咒我们。
You know, we need to ask that God would open their eyes because Satan has some blinders on their eyes.
'It is a power given to every man to yield, a power of love, a mighty instrument for which we are responsible. The privilege of it is exceedingly great. The privilege of prayer. 我们每个人揸住这个的强大的力量， 是爱心的力量， 是神给我们这个的荣幸的机会去祷告。
你会不会有这样的心？Do you have that kind of a heart that it's your privilege to have this power in your hand to pray for people?
你可以思想到我们很荣幸，我有这个的权柄，有这个的力量可以为别人祷告。摩西是31节的祷告很犀利。
Look at what Moses prayed in verse 31.
摩西回到耶和华那里说，唉，这百姓犯了大罪，你肯赦免他们的罪，不然求你从你所写的生命上涂抹我的名。耶和华对摩西说，
谁得罪了我，我就从我生命册涂抹谁的名。 31-33 Moses prayed. He said, the people have committed a great sin. If you're not willing to forgive them, then blot me out of your book of life. And God promises and said, he who sins against me, he is the one I will blot out of my book of life.
摩西的祷告不是为自己，是为别人。
Moses was not praying for himself, he was praying for others.
但他这种祷告就很犀利，他当是自己犯罪。
But his prayer is so intense, it was like he was the sinner. It's like he is the one who committed this sin.
他就是很沉重的心，就需要神的怜悯，如果不怜悯，我都不想生活在这里。
It's like he's saying, God, you know, have mercy on them. If you don't have mercy, then just wipe me out. I don't want to live anymore.
你有没有这种沉重的心呢？有没有经历过？ Have you ever had an experience where you felt the same way in your heart? Where you were so burdened that you had to pray for other people?
摩西愿意为百姓受苦。Moses was willing to be punished for them. 感谢主呢，我们因为耶稣代替我们受苦，我们不需要好像摩西这样。You know, praise God, Jesus was punished for us, so we do not have to be punished for somebody else.
但摩西这种心呢，是值得欣赏。But his heart is something to admire. 他是完全没为己，是为他们。
You know, he didn't have a selfish heart thinking of himself. He was only thinking of the others. 保罗其实都有这种心。You know, Paul had the same heart.
你看罗马书第九章第一至三节。
Look in Romans chapter 9, verse 1 to 3.
保罗都是这样讲，罗马书第九章第一至三节。
Romans chapter 9 verse 1 to 3。
我在基督里说真话并不谎言，有我良心被圣灵感动，给我作见证，我的大有忧愁，我是大有忧愁，心里时常伤痛，为我弟兄，我骨肉之亲，就是自己被咒诅，与基督分离，我也愿意。
Paul had such a burden that he was willing to be separated from God for the salvation of his countrymen.
保罗更加明白，因为耶稣基督，他不需要这样做，但他的心都有这个愿意。
Paul knew more than anybody because of the death of Christ on the cross that he could not substitute for anybody. But his heart was so burdened.
神想你有这种沉重的心为别人。God wants you to have that type of a burden in your heart. 有迫切为未信者祷告。
To have a compulsion to pray for the unsaved.
但是很快呢，我们看到是跟我们几点呢，跟我们有关系。
And just in closing, let's look at a few points that can relate to us.
穆迪呢曾经讲过，很多人的祷告呢，需要是两边斩开，跟着是中间着着火。
And Moody said this about people's prayers. He said, some people's prayers need to be cut off at both ends and set on fire in the middle.
我们祷告就要是用翻自己，你唔好作状，唔好以自己系另一个人，你唔好假装一啲你未有呢啲嘅感受。
When we pray, we need to be natural, be yourself when you pray. Don't be imitating feelings that you don't have, emotions that you don't feel. Just tell God what's on your heart.
有啲人祈祷，平时同佢倾偈好平静，一祈祷就，跟住祈完祷就系好正常。
You know, some people when they pray, you know, you talk to them, they're normal, but when they pray, they get so fervent. And then when they're done praying, you know, they're just so normal.
神要我们用我们自己的正常的人来祷告。但如果你有一个迫切的心来祷告，你就是迫切的。
But if God gives you an urgency and a fervency when you pray, then you should be fervent in your prayers.
但你有没有这种沉重的心？如果你没有这个沉重为灵魂的心来祷告，你只是为了做别人看，有个沉重的经，即是刺激祷告呢，神都识。
You know, if you don't have that urgency in your heart and you just are pretending when you pray that you get that fervency, God knows.
但如果你心里面有这个迫切，你祷告都会反映出来。
But if you have that fervency in your heart when you pray, it will come out in your prayers.
So be yourself. Be natural.
有一个人Ravenhill, 他讲这个关于祷告，他说祷告呢就不是跟神辩论，不是跟神吵架的，不是要令到神改变他原本的不想做一些的事。祷告呢就是我们一些的能力，是我们一些的活动，帮到我们明被圣灵改变。
Reverend Ravenhill said this about prayer. Prayer is not an argument with God to persuade him to move things our way, but an exercise by which we are enabled by his spirit to move ourselves his way.
所以我们祷告不是要神做到我们想神做的事，祷告是要改变我们的心，是叫我们符合神的心。
郭佩里是讲这个关于祷告。
And Billy Graham said this about prayer. He said, prayer is the rope that pulls God and man together, but it doesn't pull God down to us, it pulls us up to him.
他说祷告呢就是一个绳，是将人和神拉近，但这条绳呢不是将神拉下来到神人那里，反而是这条绳呢是将人拉上去神那边。
所以我们要勇敢去祷告，我们要迫切去祷告。
You know, we need to be bold in our prayers and fervent in our prayers.
所以有另一个人说somebody else said, don't ask God for what you think is good. Ask him for what he thinks is good for you. Prayer is not overcoming God's reluctance. It is laying hold of his highest willingness.
你不要求神呢，你认为是好的事。你要求神呢，是神认为为你好的事。祷告呢，不是去克服神不愿意做的事。祷告呢，就是我们扎实神愿意做的事。
好容易混淆，是吧？ So easy to get confused about the difference of that.
最后我们只看雅各书第五章。
And just the final thing, let's look at James chapter 5, verse 13 to 20.James chapter 5 talks about Elijah, that we are men like him, and yet God used him. And the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much.
雅各书第五章十三节说，你们中间有受苦的呢，他就该祷告；有喜乐的呢，他就该歌颂；你们中间有病了的吗呢，他就该请求教会的长老来，他们也可以奉我主的名用油抹他，为他们祷告，并于信心，不是出于信心的祷告，要救那病人，主必叫他起来，他若犯了罪，也必蒙赦免。所以我们要彼此认罪，互相代求，使你们可以得医治。义人祈祷所发的力量是大有功效的。以利亚与我们是一样的性情的人，他恳切祷告，求不要下雨，雨就三年零六个月不下在地上。他又祷告，天就降下雨来， 地也出生逃產。我的弟兄們，你們中間若有失迷真道的，有人使他回轉，這人該知道，叫一個罪人從迷路上轉回，便是教一個靈魂不死，並且遮蓋許多的罪。弟兄姊妹，我們要禱告。We need to pray the fervent prayer. 我們要迫切去禱告。We need to be excited in our prayers and have faith in our prayers. 關於禱告有很多東西可以講，但我們有下個星期有報道會，你有沒有為你的親戚朋友祈禱？ You know, there's so much we could talk about in prayer. But next week we have the team coming and starting missions, outreaches. Have you been praying fervently for your friends? 我們教會弟兄姊妹有很多人遇到很多困難，你有沒有為他們禱告？ And in our church, there are a lot of people that are going through some things. Are you praying for each other? 我要互相代禱，彼此求神。We need to pray for one another and pray that God would work among us. 我們需要聖靈在我們裏面，給我們這個以禱告做事的心。We need to have the Holy Spirit among us and give us this heart that whatever we do is bathed in prayer. 因為我們靠自己的力量，我們什麼都做不到。You know, if we just do it on our own, we can't do it. I'll just leave you with this example. There are ministers talking about the appropriate and effective positions for prayer. As they were talking, a telephone repairman was working on the phone system in the background. One minister shared that he felt the key was in his hands. 我們有幾個傳道人站在一起呢，就在討論緊禱告怎樣是最有效的禱告的姿勢各方面。他禱告緊的時候呢，有一個整電話的工人呢，就在後面整緊一個電話系統。有一個傳道人說秘訣呢，就在我手裏面。 So he said it was in his hands. He always held up his hands together and pointed them upward as a symbol of worship. 他每次祈禱呢，他會高舉個手呢，就表示他信服神，敬拜神。 The second realized that prayer was in his knees. And 第二個人呢，他說不是，禱告的力量是我膝頭哥那裡的。The third man suggested they both were wrong and that the only position that he had was that you lay flat on your face. 第三個人說你們兩個都錯呢，禱告呢唯一的姿勢呢，就是趴在那裡睡，就是這樣禱告。 And by this time the man that was fixing the phones, he couldn't stay out of their conversation any longer, so he said, I found the most powerful prayer I've ever made was while I was dangling upside down by my heels from a power pole suspended 40 feet above the ground.
整電話的人在這個時候呢，就忍不住，他就答他說，我發現到呢，我最有力的禱告的姿勢呢，就當我在電話線是超過即是40尺離地呢，是倒轉，是即係用我腳綁住喺度，到頭向地咧，咁樣嘅禱告最有力。弟兄姊妹，我哋點樣禱告嘅姿勢唔重要，個問題你有冇禱告 ？You know, our position is not important. The importance is, do you pray? 我哋需要禱告，好似摩西。We need to pray like Moses. 一齊低頭祈禱。Let's pray. 主耶穌，我哋多謝你。我们今天可以在这里向你祷告，我们求你的灵在我们的里面，给我们有一个迫切的心，一个谦卑的心，一个摩西这种祷告的心，看到我们失丧的亲友那个重要，主要给我们可以是真的花时间为他祷告，将你的话语讲翻俾你听，你应许我哋，你系要拯救罪人，所以靠你引导我哋去揾到一啲适合嘅经文，我哋去揸住，系用呢啲嘅经文为我哋嘅失丧嘅朋友祈祷嘅。主要靠你俾我哋有呢种嘅恳切嘅心，就系知道 我哋嘅祷告系有效嘅。我哋不祷告咧，你就唔工作。我哋祷告，我哋可以带动你喺我哋当中做大事。最愿意我哋去肯花呢个时间，系望自己。我哋好多时祷告净系讲自己嘅需要嘅，但系主，你系想我哋为别人祷告，你系想我哋为别人代求。神啊，求你帮助我哋。多谢主听我哋祷告，奉主名求。Amen。 今天呢，我们是有麦饼纪念主。 Today we have communion as we remember the Lord。 圣经告诉我们听呢，谁呢，就是为我们代祷最好，就是耶稣。 The Bible says, who is our greatest intercessor? It's Jesus。 因为耶稣今天在神的右边，日夜为你代祷。You know that Jesus is now on the right hand of God, making intercession for you daily. 耶稣为你代祷，耶稣为你钉十字架，耶稣已经俾最好嘅榜样我。Jesus is praying for you, interceding for you. Jesus died for you. He set the example. 所以今日我哋麦饼纪念主，我哋求神咧，俾我哋可以更加去有神呢种嘅心。And so this morning, as we break the bread and partake, then may God give us this burden. 可唔可以请敬拜小组翻上嚟？ And as the worship team comes back up, we'll prepare our hearts for worship.